If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Gotcha covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is Eufy Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
I can think of no other player on the 49ers that embodies what this team is about more than Emmanuel Mosley. And that's why we got him number 15 overall on the 49ers roster countdown for 2022. Because here's the thing. Undrafted free agent, okay? Like, that's not enough. Converted quarterback, right? From Tennessee. So, undrafted free agent, gets waived, cut, goes on the practice squad for a year. A year later, he's starting in the Super Bowl. And has lived. He's been incredible, and his career is just this. It's just ascending. And it goes to show you, you know, one of the reasons that I think the 49ers are different than a lot of teams in the NFL. They are a meritocracy. It's not about where you're drafted. It's not about what you're paid. It's not about what your name recognition or what college you went to. That's not what it is. You got to fight. You got to claw. And if you prove it, you can be the guy. And that's exactly what Emmanuel Mosley is. Where's jersey number 4? I love it whenever they changed the jersey regulations last year. There was a very brief moment where the 49ers secondary was 1, 2, 3, 4. Didn't last, not even one full game, sadly. But 4 for Emmanuel Mosley. He's 5'11", 190, undersized for sure, 26 years old, and is going into his 5th season with the 49ers. Grew up in Greensboro, North Carolina, played at James B. Dudley High School and was a 3-star recruit. Now, he chose Tennessee, the Volunteers, but man, I remember, I think it was before the 2020 season. Hey man, why not? Let's just put it up there. I did a little bit of a highlight tape of Emmanuel Mosley, so I'm going to put that up there. You'll see him on the yellow dot. I mean, just again, from undrafted free agent to starting the Super Bowl to getting another contract, and this is a contract year for him. He's getting paid by somebody, probably not going to be the 49ers with the cornerback depth that they have assembled long term, but man, he's good enough that if the 49ers could bring him back long term, I'd be so freaking happy. Now, going back to what he did in high school, which is incredible. Two-way starter. He was an all-state quarterback, led his team to a state championship. Listen to this. 47 total touchdowns at quarterback, 28 tackles, 4 interceptions at corner, and rushed for 1,400 yards. Like, true dual threat. I mean, he just went out and lit the world on fire. Went 15-0 as a senior. Won the Class 4A state title in North Carolina. North Carolina State Championship. Outstanding player of the game. 2013 player of the year. I mean, you can just go on and on. Player of the district. Player of the conference. And didn't get recruited big because he was undersized. Small. Didn't have the strongest arm. So he originally committed to Charlotte, but then changed in September his senior year and received the Keenan Athletic Scholarship Fund for Tennessee, which was awesome. Played in every single game for Tennessee in the 4 years he was there. Just stepped in and shined as a corner. Undersized for sure. And whenever he first went to Tennessee, he was like, you know, as a senior, he was like 140 pounds and then jumped up to like 170. Now, I mean, he's undersized. Like, his body is maxed out at 190. There's no doubt about it. But you like the size that he's at now. Like, you're fine with that. No NFL team's going to be like, he's too small. He's on the light side, but it shows whenever he plays. I mean, he can tackle. He's fierce. He gets in there, doesn't miss a lot of tackles. And outside of football, his talents are singing, dancing, and playing the piano. So very well-rounded individual for sure. And again, this is a player. The 49er way, baby. Undrafted free agent to starter to second contract to now he's a pivotal piece of the 49ers 2022 season. And he's playing ahead of a lot of big names, whether, you know, you're talking to Ambry Thomas, Jason Verrett. He's ahead of those guys. He's going to be starting week one, almost guaranteed, opposite Charvarius Ward. Now, he has had some injuries. None of them major, but if you go back to September 2020, he had a concussion, missed two games. December 2020, had a hamstring issue, missed two games. September 21, knee strain, missed two games. December 2021, high ankle sprain, cost him the second half of one of the playoff games. So, or towards the playoff games. And again, like, injuries are going to happen. He is a smaller player, but you're talking about somebody that never missed a game in college. To he's had a couple small nagging, soft, you know, tissue issues in his career, but nothing too extreme. But again, practice squad, undrafted free agent, cut to practice squad to find in his way on the roster. And after that, you couldn't keep him out. You just couldn't. And he's going to get a long-term deal somewhere. You know, he signed a two-year, $10.1 million deal last year. So this is the last year of that deal. He's going to be getting $10-plus million next year somewhere. If he just, even if he doesn't improve, if Emmanuel Mosley just plays the exact same way he played in 2021, he's getting $10-plus million next year somewhere. I mean, he's going to get paid. Now, whenever he came out of college, he ran a 4.4240, incredible, 6.843 cone, 38.5-inch vertical. And, you know, I'm going through and I'm trying to find a metric because he didn't go to the combine, so that doesn't pull up. And the closest player I could find, not a cornerback, Odell Beckham Jr., almost the exact same height, weight, speed, agility, all those things. Like, exact same metrics. Now, is he, you know, that athletic? I guess he is, but obviously there's some differences. But as far as athletic profile, Odell Beckham Jr., they're very, very similar body type, build, makeup, all those things. Now, if we look at what he's accomplished for the 49ers, you know, 2018... it played one game, made one tackle. That was when he was a practice squad, got called up for one game. Then he comes back, and that was it. No more practice squad for him. 16 games, 2019, 9 starts, 1 interception, 8 pass breakups, 50 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. 2020, 12 games, 8 starts, 1 interception, 9 pass breakups, 47 tackles. Last year, 11 games, 11 starts, 11 pass breakups. He averaged a pass breakup per game, which... that's pretty intense. That is very intense. One fumble recovery last year, 42 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and had a key interception. And again, if you just look at the, you know, we talked about his journey. Listen to these dates. Right after the draft, May 1st, 2018, signed as an undrafted free agent. September 1st gets waived on the final cutdown day. That clears waivers. September 2nd, the very next day, they bring him on the practice squad. They wait till November 1st, 2018 to make him on the active roster, and he's stayed since. Signed his two-year $10.1 million extension in March of 2021. And if you look at his career earnings, again, this is kind of the trajectory of undrafted free agents. If you're an undrafted free agent, this is what you hope happens in your career. He's got $5.8 million career earnings. Now, that will jump, if he's able to play throughout this whole year, to 10.7. He's going to double his career earnings this year in light of another huge contract from probably another team. I keep saying that. I don't think the 49ers are going to be able to pay him his market value long term. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing because he's going to get paid somewhere. The 49ers will get, if he signs for $10 million, 49ers are going to be getting a fourth or fifth round compensation pick back in return. That's great return on value for an undrafted free agent. You got him for 5 years. Let him move on. Let him do his thing. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. It's a win-win-win for all involved, and that's kind of what you're hoping for. Again, I want the Niners to keep him. I want them to keep everybody, but if you look at the numbers at the corner position with all those young rookies that they keep drafting, eventually you're going to have to let some guys go, and he's going to get paid. 28 career starts, played in 40 games in his career. Now, again, just compiling the entirety of the stats from his entire career, and if you look at it, the numbers are great. 3 interceptions, 1 every single year, 28 pass breakups, 11 last year in 11 games. That's sick. 1 fumble recovery, 140 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 1 quarterback hit. But let's hone in on last year, those 11 starts. 807 snaps, 11 pass breakups. I can't highlight that enough. 1 pass breakup per game is uncanny. 1 touchdown allowed, had 1 interception, 17 solo stops, really good for an outside corner. 60% catch rate allowed, really good. He fits the mold of the 49ers' defensive philosophy. Make it difficult for people to catch the ball. You know, some corners, some teams value corners with turnovers. That's not really the 49ers' MO. They only had 9 total interceptions last year, one of the worst in the NFL. That's not what they want. They want tighter windows for the quarterback to throw it into. They want difficulty of a reception, not necessarily a high turnover of reception. And that's what Emmanuel Mosley, Charvarius Ward, Jason Verrett, that's what those guys can accomplish. 78 NFL passer rating allowed last year, which was the best for every single 49er, except for Jimmy Ward. Jimmy Ward's just different, and the safety position is a little different anyway. But if you're just looking at the corners, whether it's inside, outside, doesn't matter, he allowed the lowest NFL passer rating last year. He's starting opposite Charvarius Ward week one. That's all there is to it. Now, once Jason Verrett gets healthy, perhaps that's a competition, but it's almost impossible to get Mosley out of the lineup. He's too consistent. And again, that's what the 49ers value. Whether you look at Samson Ebukam, right? No negative plays. That dude starts. You look at Drake Greenlaw. Not a lot of negative plays. That dude starts. That's what they want. They value it all over their defense. Consistency over splash. And that's what Mosley is. And so, again, he is going to be the starter this year. There's no doubt about it. Good luck trying to unseat him as a starter. The only way you can do so is injury. And he's had a couple of those nagging ones, but contract year, it matters to players. You know, the motivation that people have and bring to sport or work or jobs or whatever, it doesn't matter. Fill in the blank. It's going to drive, things drive you, whatever. But whenever you add in, this dude's going to double his entire NFL salary this year if he stays healthy and plays, plus a contract next year. This dude's got 15 million reasons on the line for balling out this year. And that little extra motivation, I will take it on a player that has grinded his way to the front of the 49ers lineup. And that's why we got him number 15. Undrafted free agent to 15th most important player for this season. I think that says a lot. And I'm betting on this kid. I believe in him. I believe in the makeup. I believe in the person. I believe in the human. I believe in the player. Excited for what's to come for Emmanuel Mosley. Experience full plates and fuller wallets with America's best value meal kit. Here's the deal. I was beyond skeptical, okay? I'm not a big cook. I don't really have a lot of time for that. You guys know I got way too much stuff going on. But with every point, it is all the hard stuff's taken out of it. And so here's what's amazing. You prepare all of your meals in less than 30 minutes or less. And again, I wouldn't touch it if that was the case. But it's healthy, it's delicious, and it's quick. You ever sit around like, all right, what am I going to make next? They take all of that out. And so if you head over to everyplate.com, use the promo code 49ers179, no specials. Now, what does that 179 mean? With no spaces? Again, 49ers179. Every meal
is $1.79. So again, go over to everyplate.com and enter the code 49ers179. $1.79 per meal. It's incredible. And here's one of the things why I've worked with these guys for so long is I endorse their product. I use their product with my family. My son likes their product. My wife likes it. If you can make all of us happy, you're doing something great. So give yourself and your wallet a break. Enjoy delicious, affordable meals delivered to your door. You don't have to go shopping and ready to go in just 6 simple steps. So try Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code 49ers179.
The man, the myth, the legend, Kyle Juszczyk, with more Z's in his name than most people need, but he is incredible. Juice, I love this guy. Number 14 on the 49ers roster countdown, and, you know, we're getting into this territory where it was so hard, man, to put all these different players and rank them against each other for the importance of the 2022 season. It was hard. Kyle Juszczyk is so valuable, especially whenever you increase, you know, you're bringing in Trey Lance. You've got a questionable offensive line in front of him. Kyle Juszczyk is worth so much. The Swiss Army knife, the offensive weapon. You can't just call him a fullback. He does too much. I love this guy. You know, fat middle school Chapman playing fullback because, you know, he wasn't fast enough to be a tight end, wasn't fast enough to be a running back, wasn't big enough to be a lineman. Fullback granted me my spot. You know, William Floyd, bar none, Tom Rathman. The history, and again, you can go back to the $1 million backfield as well, but the history of the fullback position for the 49ers, just perfect. That tight ends, I mean, we got this on lockdown. Kyle Juszczyk's incredible. 6-time Pro Bowler, given not every single team uses fullbacks. Last I count, I think 17 teams were using a full-time fullback. So limits it from 32 for sure. But that doesn't lessen what he has accomplished in his time in the NFL. Wears jersey number 44. Used to be 40. Switched it over. 6'1", 235. He was born in 1991. He's 31 years old. Still got some time. Entering his 10th. Season, which is incredible. 6 with the 49ers. This could be another decade-long player, which is such a key thing for the 49ers franchise. That's they keep track of that, the 10-year 49ers list. Now, he's from Ohio, played in Cloverleaf, the Colts, which is in Lodi, Ohio. Never even heard of this place, L-O-D-I. It's southeast of Cleveland, small town. And while he was there, he was Mr. Everything. Shocker. Earned 6 letters in 3 sports, played numerous positions in football, started on the basketball team as the point guard, competed in track. I mean, just did everything. 2-year football captain, 2-time first team all Medina County player, 2-time all league in track, led the team in rushing and receiving as a senior. And oh yeah, by the way, National Honor Society, which needs to kind of go without saying whenever you talk about Juszczyk. I mean, the dude went to Harvard. Personally enjoys fishing and playing cards. His great uncle, Dickie Moore, was drafted in the first round by the Green Bay Packers back in the day. Now we're going to bounce around a little bit because there's a lot to talk about with what he has accomplished and just off the field. I mean, there's just so much texture to who this person is. Now the way you pronounce his last name is use, the Northeast people, right? Or Midwest people, and Juszczyk. So it's a soft J, yogging, I believe is what the kids are calling it nowadays. But Juice, he goes by Juice, Juszczyk. I remember one of the proudest days of my, I don't know what you call me, YouTuber, content creator, podcast, or whatever, I don't care. But whatever, I could finally spell his name without having to go back and look it up. Because, you know, a game's going on and I'm live tweeting or whatever. It's hard to type Juszczyk, but now I can do it with ease. I don't have to look it up anymore. The trick is no vowels. It just keeps going. Anyway, he was named the 2017 Bill Walsh Award winner for the 49ers. Voted on by the coaching staff, and it goes to the 49ers player who best represented the standard of professional excellence. That's what Bill Walsh stands for, right? Excellence, first class. That's who Kyle Juszczyk is. Just glue. Definition locker room guy, definition leader, hard worker, no issues. He's incredible. And, you know, another little thing about him, every single offseason, Juice tries to build one handcrafted piece of furniture. Last year, his most recent one, he assembled a farmhouse style kitchen table. Just goes out in the woods, cuts down his own wood, does it all himself. He's a Renaissance man. I love this guy. Also interesting, found this one. Juszczyk settled on his favorite pregame meal recently, which is filet mignon, nice, with sweet potatoes and spaghetti with scrambled eggs. That is the perfect, he said, quote, the perfect combination of protein and carbs right before the game, end quote. Yeah, filet mignon and spaghetti. I like it. I like it. And so, like, you know, again, six-time Pro Bowler, which all 5 years he's been with the 49ers, he made the Pro Bowl. So once before us with the Ravens, all five consecutive seasons, straight Pro Bowl. Just incredible. He does a lot with My Cause, My Cleats and a lot of humanitarian work. Different foundations he's fought for, the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. He said, quote, I play to honor my wife's mother, Virginia, end quote. I didn't look too much more into that story, but I'm assuming there's some issues there with breast cancer. But again, Crohn's disease, that seems to be a big one as well, fighting against that, and colitis, which is interesting because if you look at Ambry Thomas, he had colitis whenever he was with Michigan before he was drafted. So this is something that's impacted the team as well. He's done a lot working with Play 60, helping kids. I mean, he does so much for the community, you know, speaks at Rotary clubs, just does so much to help the community, which is awesome. Now let's jump back to his time at in college at Harvard. It shows up in 2009. Appeared in all 10 games and had a team best 5 catches, 42 yards and a touchdown win at Columbia. Guess what? On a roll for the Ivy League. One thing I'll never say. 2010, National Honorable Mention All Ivy League. Again, Ivy League on a roll again. Had six pass receptions for 81 yards, 2 touchdowns versus Princeton. And again, you know, he's playing against Ivy League schools. You know, most of those players don't make it to the pros. He is the 10th player. 10th player in Harvard's history to be drafted, which is incredible. And if you look at 2-time All-American at tight end and H-back, 3-time All-Ivy League selection, Harvard's all-time leader among tight ends in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdown receptions. The dude totally balled out. 40-yard dash, ran a 4.71. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I apologize. We got film to go along with this. We can't talk fullbacks without some film, baby. And, you know, man, my mind, I'm getting a little old. I didn't think that I made a compilation in the past of Kyle Juszczyk highlights, so I went and made another one this morning. Little to remind myself, as soon as I finished it, I realize I've already made two other ones, so now I have three different Kyle Juszczyk breakdowns. Anyway, take that for what it is. I'll get this thrown up on Patreon, so if you want to see the Patreon, that's where we do all our film work, man. You want to support the show, you like what we do, you want us to put out more product, Patreon, extra episodes come in this season as well over there. So patreon.com/49ersrushpodcast or just Google 49ers and Patreon. We're the first one that pulls up. He ran a 6.93 three cone, shifty, 37-inch vertical, 24 bench press reps at 225, strong, quick, shifty. He does it all. He just can do a little bit of everything. He was drafted in 2013 in the fourth round with pick 130. The Ravens picked him. And again, he was the first fullback selected out of three that were drafted that year. And again, only 10th player in Harvard history to be drafted. Second highest ever. This is going to be a trivia question. The highest drafted Harvard player was Isaiah Kasevinsky, who was selected 119th overall in the 2000 draft. That'd be on Jeopardy one day. Now, his rookie year didn't really do much special teams. He was behind Vonta Leach. Man, I love Vonta Leach. He was a beast. And then kind of took over for him in the 2014 year whenever he switched. And then he switched his number from 40 to 44 and kept that the rest of the time. Started 14 games, you know, appeared in 16, Pro Bowl. He was awesome. 2015, steps right back in, wins it, finished it with 42 receptions in the year. That's his career high. Receiving yards, 320. Won all this stuff. He was awesome. 2016 was great again, starter again. Then free agency came. And a lot of teams wanted him. Eagles, Browns, Bills, and the 49ers. The Eagles were the early favorites, then the Bills, and the 49ers swept in and paid him a ridiculous amount. But he's earned every penny. Make no mistake. 49ers got made fun of. You remember they signed him and Jerick McKinnon. Jerick McKinnon never panned out. He got even close to panning out. But Kyle Juszczyk did. He got a four-year, $21 million contract, $7 million guaranteed, signing bonus $5 million. Largest contract for a fullback in NFL history, and it wasn't even close. He stepped in and was just great right off the bat. The 2017 season, named to his second Pro Bowl. Now, what's crazy is, and we'll go through this a little bit more here in a second, he's never gotten a large volume of carries or receptions for the 49ers. If you were to guess how much work he gets, you'd guess over. He just never really, he had 33 receptions his first year with the 49ers. That was his most with the 49ers ever. That was it. Now 2018 year, steps in, 30 receptions, 324 yards, 30 rushing yards on the year. 2019 season, which he was great. You know, we made it to the Super Bowl and all that kind of stuff. And probably one of the best performers in the Super Bowl. You go back and watch that game. He was incredible. Three catches, 39 receiving yards, receiving touchdown. I mean, it was awesome. He had such a good game in the Super Bowl. 2020 season was great as well. And he really hasn't missed time. Now this offseason, on March 15th, 2021, last year's offseason, he signed a five-year contract extension worth $27 million. So Kyle Juszczyk, he's going to be a part of the 49ers for a while. He's signed through 2025. So you've got the 2022 season, 23, 24, and 25. So you got him another 4 years, but the 49ers do have an out after the 2023 year. So guaranteed this year and next year. Then after that, the 49ers want to walk away. They can with very limited, you know, it's not going to be a huge cap cut or dead money. But his career earnings for a fullback, $28.9 million, which is incredible. Very, very happy for him and his family. If he plays out the entirety of this contract extension, he would end with $50.4 million career earnings, which would be incredible. He has started 99 games in his career, played in 139, has been around for a while. Again, five consecutive Pro Bowls, which is incredible. Now, if you look at how much time he misses, he doesn't miss time. He does not miss time at all. He shows up, he plays, period. I think he's missed six games in the past 5 years for the 49ers. That's it. Also, did just get married in 2019, July of 2019, to his girlfriend at the time, Kristen Arceri. I don't know if I'm saying her name right. They seem to be a very, very active couple on social media, a very fun couple, happy for them and their young family. Now, if you look at the stats with the 49ers, this is what I was talking about earlier that I wanted to get to. 2017, 33 receptions, 7 rush attempts. 2018, 30 receptions, 8 rush attempts. Next year, 20 receptions, 3 rush attempts. Next year, 19 receptions, 17 rush attempts. Last year, 30 receptions, 8 rush attempts. He doesn't get the ball a whole lot, but whenever he does, it's third down or it's in the red zone, and it makes a huge play, makes a huge impact. 11 total touchdowns with the 49ers, as you see him score one more touchdown right there. You can't measure it. We could talk stats. That doesn't impact his blocking. You could talk blocking. That doesn't impact his locker room presence. The calming effect he has on the quarterbacks, the security blanket, the wheel routes where he leaks out the backfield. And that's where I think the biggest change is going to take place in 2022. He's the fullback, no questions asked. Josh Hokett, who's behind him, could fill in for if an injury happened. But the last time Kyle Juszczyk missed extended period of time, they didn't go to Hokett. They went to Roz Dwelly. Duct tape Dwelly. So I'm not sure what they would do there. But Juszczyk's the guy. Now, here's the thing I'm probably most excited about. I think the worst pass that Jimmy G can throw is that wheel route that leaks out outside the numbers. And what the wheel route is it's based on a pulley system, right? That's why they call it the wheel. And so you basically go up, you look like you're running an out route, then you go up, looks like an out route, then you peel up and you go deep down outside the numbers. We can all remember the several times, probably five or six times, where he's underthrew or overthrown a wide open Juszczyk. I don't think that's Trey Lance's MO. We finally are going to get to see a quarterback that can utilize that. And so I think Kyle Juszczyk's going to hit two home run touchdowns on that wheel route. It's going to happen, man. Very, very excited to see what he's going to do. My 2022 projection for the Swiss Army Knife, 25 receptions, 8 rush attempts, but with more touchdowns. I got him getting 3 to 4 touchdowns. Two of those wheel routes are going to the house, man. I'm telling you. Very excited for what he's going to do. I hope he plays out the length of his entire contract. I know that you could get some cap relief. I don't care about cap relief when you have players that are the best at their position, which the 49ers have a lot. I mean, it's incredible whenever you look at, okay, you got the best fullback in the game. All right, you got the best left tackle in the game. All right, you got the best tight end in the game. You got the best defensive end in the game, or at least one of, in Bosa. You got the best linebacker in the game with Fred Warner. And Debo, he's going to get signed soon, baby. He's going to get signed soon. Anyway, hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Want to say thank you to Anthony and Josh, executive producers of this series. Man, just going through and just finding all this information and just doing so much work. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. You are incredible. And hopefully you guys are enjoying this series. 13 more to go. We're just going to keep counting them down.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.